This is KUT 90.5. I'm Nathan Bernier. For almost half a century, the Villager newspaper has served as a voice of Austin's African-American community. Publisher Tommy Wyatt has made it happen since 1973 and witnessed a lot of changes along the way. Now, images from the Villager newspaper, pictures that have helped tell the story of Austin's Black community since 1973, are going on display at the Austin History Center. The exhibit is called Our Community, Our Voice, Photographs from the Villager Newspaper. An opening reception is planned on Thursday evening from 6:30 to 8:30 at the Austin History Center. Tommy Wyatt, thank you for coming to KUT.
Well, thank you for inviting me.
We're also joined by someone whose job is to document and curate the African-American narrative of Austin, and that's the Austin History Center's African-American community archivist and librarian, Kimberly Keaton. Hello, Kimberly.
Hello, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. So, Tommy, first, what led you to establish the Villager newspaper back in 1973?
Oh, boy. Well, actually, when I first came to Austin, I was an insurance salesman. I came in 62, and I had never been here before, didn't know anybody in Austin. I got transferred here by the insurance company I worked for. And the way I learned about the citizens here, that was the daily newspaper called the Capital City August. It was a weekly newspaper. And each week, they had little paper boys, paper girls who would come around, and they'd bring me a copy of the paper. And that's how I learned about who the citizens were, just by reading that paper and what they were doing. And mysteriously one night, the editor of that paper had a heart attack and died playing bridge, you know. And so the community went through a long period of relaxation because the paper was not being produced in the manner in which it had been. And so I started trying to do something about it. Didn't plan to be in the newspaper business officially for a long time, but just get it running again. And I've been doing it ever since.
What has been the guiding philosophy behind the Villager newspaper?
Well, first of all, our paper's free. So you don't have to worry about trying to find a quarter, a dollar, whatever to get it. All you have to do is know where it came from. Our philosophy is we want to put together a historical record of the Black community and the good things about the Black community. In our daily papers, all we can see, you can see when we make the front page is when an African-American has done something bad, killed somebody or got arrested for whatever, you know. And we want to record the positive thing about African-American community. You know, the 50-year anniversaries and the kids who finished college and the kids who came back to become doctors and whatever. Just positive news about African-American community. We didn't feel you could get it anywhere else.
Is that still something you're confronting today as a challenge?
That is the challenge, you know, because, again, with our community moving the way it has, people who lived in the area where we first was distributing have to make new homes, new acquaintances. You know, they're not as totally surrogate as they were then, because now as they move out of Central East Austin into other neighborhoods like Round Rock and Pflugerville in this area, those communities are integrated these days, you see. And so it's not the same type of thing, but the information is still needed in the same way. And our readership is at least 35-40% non-Black.
Kimberly, you are an archivist, you are a librarian, you study history. How does the Villager newspaper fit into the long history of the African-American press in the United States?
So when I look at the Villager newspaper, look at the Dallas Weekly, the Fort Worth Black News, the Houston Defender, the one thing that I would say about the Villager for me is that I think it's a curated newspaper. You actually have the opportunity to curate your own news for your community. I don't see it as a paper where when you send in a press release or you pick up the phone to speak with Mr. Wyatt about what's happening in your community that you're going to be pushed aside. Like, you're important. That's what the Black press has always been about. Sharing and showing that Black people are important, that we have news, we are about news, that our news stands the test of time just as any other person, just as any other sect or community in the United States. In my travels and just looking at Black newspapers and going all the way back to, I would say, the Great Migration, it's one of the reasons why African-American people were able to have the opportunity to prevail in the United States.
You know, I want to say another thing, too. One thing our people did, it provided jobs for our community. When I came to Austin, many of the business, many of the employers of the Black community were minority-owned businesses. Many of them had gone to Tuskegee Institute, historically black college and university, and they came back and hired their own, you know. And one of the big problems was when our kids went off to college, graduated, they didn't always come back to Austin. They went somewhere else where they thought the opportunities were better. Until just recently, I mean, this was not a town that you look forward to to be progressive if you want to be a dentist or physician or whatever. This was not the community that was promoting that, so they'd go away.
I would like to add to that when you look at the Villager newspaper, community newspaper, one thing that Mr. Wyatt prides himself upon that I admire is that he speaks about the goodness of black people. And that when you look at other newspapers, you won't get to see the debutantes. You won't get to see the straight A students that come from my community being featured weekly. You won't get to see the African-American authors that are local who are making strides within their own community. And that is one of the unique things about his journey, is that he focuses on the goodness, the good things about black people. And not to say that there are not other things going on, but I think each paper serves what it needs to serve in its time.
Well, and when you talk about building a historical record, how important is the Villager to Austin's?
Oh, when you see these images, when you get to come to this exhibition, Our Community, Our Voice, photographs from the Villager newspaper, I had the opportunity to go through hundreds of photos. And I got to see Mr. Wyatt in so many different angles. Just looking at how he opened the door for African-American people to capture themselves. And then from his eye and how he saw and how he sees the African-American community, I think we should have already dedicated an exhibition to the Villager. Why did it take so long?
Can't say enough about the Austin Public Library, because it started from day one documenting our stuff. You know, you could go in there and pull us up on the feed anytime, find out what went on. They were the ones that preserved all the photographs she's talking about at the Austin History Center. Was done by the Austin Public Library. When they built the new library, and the old library came to the History Center, they were just keeping those documents, and we can't thank them enough for doing that, because we had no place to keep these records.
And they are, they're a plethora of images. You get to see all kinds of different people, like, oh my God, I look like that. And oh Lord Jesus, I didn't even know that was going on back then. Like, it wasn't really like that. Being a 76 baby and like looking at this is just monumental to me. I was just, wow. Like, just Austin was beautiful. Black is beautiful. And I think that's what this paper represents and what it says.
The Austin History Center exhibit, Our Community, Our Voice, photographs from the Villager newspaper, is on display January 30th through April 19th. The Austin History Center is at 810 Guadalupe Street. The opening is Thursday, and it's part of the kickoff to the Austin History Center's first ever African-American genealogy conference, Growing Your Roots. Tommy Wyatt is publisher of The Villager. Kimberly Keaton is the Austin History Center's African-American community archivist and librarian. Kimberly, Tommy, thank you so much for coming to KUT.
Thank you. Appreciate it.